Steve, we're at Deddington Farmers Market, and it's an absolute hive of activity. How often do you come to this market?
This particular one is once a month. We probably do one most Saturdays, really, around the Oxfordshire sort of area, one or two, yeah.
And the one in Deddington, do you know how long this has been going for?
I think this has been going about 10 years now. Yeah. We weren't here from the start, but we've probably been coming about 6 or 7.
That's brilliant. Thank you very much. Well, I'm going to wander around and come back and pick my brown trout up later. Thank you. The farmer's market all around me here has got... there's fresh baked bread, cakes, pastries. There are people all around. There's butchers and cheese made with water buffalo milk. I'm going to have to find out a little bit more about this cheese. It looks absolutely amazing. As I've been wandering around this market, I've just had to come to a stop because in front of me here is the most beautiful cheese stall. And we've got Crudge's cheese, Sarsen, and a Churchill cheese. But what's really grabbed my attention is a cheese here called Burford, which is just the most stunning sort of butter, deep yellow, with these wonderful, what my children would refer to as mouse holes in it.
Yes.
And I'm talking to the man himself who makes, this particular cheese. Sir, can you tell me a little bit more about this cheese, please?
Right, well, the Burford cheese is my attempt to make an Alpine cheese. I'm really fascinated by Alpine cheeses, partly because they're very, very low salt levels, which is lovely, and because my cheese are all unpasteurized milk, you get the whole of the flavor of the milk. And that's actually made with milk from June on a farm just outside Great Rollright, Jersey cows, and because it's June milk, the sun shines on the back. The cheese ends up that beautiful yellowy-orange colour naturally.
So how long has this cheese been in the making? If it was June milk, because we're in March now.
Yeah, we're now March, so I can't work that out. That must be 9 months, isn't it? 9 months. And that's about optimum for that cheese, 9 months. So I tend to make it only, really, in May, June and July, which is a cause with most of the main Beaufort manufacturing on the continent.
And how many of these cheeses do you make?
At a time, I'll make 7 of this size. I also make one which is about 4 kilos in size. And I also make one much larger, 14, 15 kilo cheese. And I'll do those probably one batch a week.
Well, I'm going to have to try a little bit of this cheese because there's a little sample here. It's beautiful, it's yellow, it's quite firm in its texture. It's absolutely amazing. It's sweet, mellow, slightly nutty. And it's got quite a depth of flavour to it, hasn't it?
Well, the depth of flavour comes from the fact that it's unpasteurised milk. Unpasteurised milk always gives you better flavour, because one of the biggest problems when you pasteurise milk is you boil off all these compounds that are called aromatics, which have come from whatever it was the animal was eating. And so whether it's cow parsley or little chamomile in the grass, all those little weeds and herbs will vary the flavour. By pasteurising it, you obliterate all of that. You give yourself a blank canvas. But by using unpasteurised milk, yes, you're going to produce a cheese which will vary during the year, but hopefully it's always going to be wonderful.
Well, you're here at Burford once a month. Is it just? Sorry, I'm saying Burford. I beg your pardon, Deddington. I'm looking at the sign Burford in front of me. You're here with your Burford cheese at Deddington Market once a month.
That's right, yeah. Deddington is always the last Saturday of the month, or the fourth Saturday, rather. Yeah.
Well, I'm certainly going to be back to buy some more of this. And could I please have that piece there, please?
Yeah, that's fine, yes.
That's lovely, thank you.
That's a different cheese, that's not a good one.
I've stumbled across a cake stall here, and it's absolutely beautiful. There are tarts and cakes and muffins, fruitcake and quiches. It's just the most beautiful cake stall ever. Can you tell me, is it your wife you said that makes all of your cakes?
Yes, my wife makes everything, and she's got a few other ladies that work with her as well, including her sister. So it's very much a family business.
And how often do you come to this market?
Dunnington, once a month. It's the fourth Saturday of every month.
That's fantastic. And if you had to pick a cake out of here that was your favourite, which one would it be? Because there's so many.
Can I have a few minutes to decide on that? I think probably lemon squidgy, actually. Lemon squidgy slice, yeah. And it is very squidgy.
Right, in which case, could I have a slice of lemon squidgy? Thank you.
No problem.
This has to be one of the most fantastic markets I've been to. It's active, there's lively, there's a chap here wearing a trilby hat with two King Charles Spaniels. It's really countryfied, there are all ages wandering around. There's a couple of teenagers walking past eating some cake that they've just bought. There's a lady here who's probably in her late 80s walking by with her basket with some rhubarb in, clearly destined for her lunch. And over in the corner there's a chap who's got some wicker baskets and he's weaving away. I'm going to make my way over to him. I'm not going to get very far because I'm being distracted here on my right hand side by the most beautiful bread. It says the college loaf here, and they've got a poppy seed twist.
Actually, I think it's over here, is it?
Malted, multi seed, and there's a fantastic, really dark, what looks like a rye bread.
Okay.
I'm going to have to ask a little bit more about this.
I don't, but my parents will do.
Is this a rye bread here?
Yes, that's 100% rye bread. It's sourdough, so it's wheat-free and yeast-free, and it's got prunes and fennel seed in it.
That's absolutely beautiful. And can you tell me, where's this made?
I make it up at Swerford, where I have a unit on a farm, Heath Farm.
That's beautiful. And how long have you been coming to Dunnington Market?
This is the first time we've been here. We're doing this as a sort of marketing exercise, because I'm launching an online bread club. Dropping off to various villages around the area, and I know it's a very, very good market, and it's a great place to be.
It's really lively, isn't it?
It's amazing. It's a fantastic farmers market. Really good.
Yeah, I haven't been to one with this amazing. There's a lot of artisan producers here. I think it's a really, really good piece. So where can we find your online bread if we want to find out more about it?
Well, I'm hoping the website will be up and running very soon. It's called The College Loaf, so collegeloaf.co.uk.
Well, I'm certainly looking at this. I'm certainly going to be having a look at that because your bread is just beautiful. Thank you very much.
You.
Well, I've just been chatting to the man who makes the willow baskets, and I'm afraid I've had to buy one. There was a huge crowd of people around him, watching him, as he's just manipulating the willow in his hands. I spotted over here some local farm fresh mushrooms, Morton mushrooms, homegrown chestnuts, special gourmet, and they're all chemical free. And there's nobody here at the moment, so I'm going to have to wait. Oh, can you tell me a little bit more about these mushrooms?
No.
No, I can't, because they're not my stall. It's fine, I'm going to have to wait till someone comes back to talk to me about it. Yeah, it's always the case, isn't it, when someone comes along to talk to you, that your little one goes, I need the toilet. I'll wait for her. Come back in a second, thank you. In the meantime, I'm next to the mushrooms are these farm fresh goat's milk products with cheese on. Fresh soft cheese, as it says. It's a beautiful black board with curly-whirly chalk writing on. These are absolutely beautiful. I mean, I could almost be in France here at the moment. Hi. I was doing, yeah, no, so not quite talking to myself, but I'm talking to a recorder. This is goat's milk cheese that you've got here.
That's right, yes.
Is it your own farm that you grow?
Yeah, our own goats, yes.
Very Can you tell me a little bit more about it, where it's from and how it's made?
Windrush, very close to Bybury Trout Farm.
Yeah.
Here we milk our own goats and make our own cheese.
So what sort of cheeses have you got here? Because you've got several.
Yeah, today we've got fresh soft cheese. We have it in four flavours.
Yeah.
Rolled in black pepper, fresh herbs and garlic and black pepper. We also do goat's milk feta. Baked cheesecake, which is made from the fresh soft goat's cheese. Ripened goat's cheese, goat's milk, probiotic drinking yogurt.
Right, well, in which place, please could I have some of the goat's milk feta? These look absolutely beautiful, and they're wrapped fantastically.
That's just the pure fresh soft or fresh soft with herbs.
Could I have two of those, please?
Plain or herb, one of each.
What herbs have you used in them?
It's coriander chives and a little bit of garlic.
Yeah, I'm afraid. No, actually, I'll have two of those because I really do like my herbs. And then these look like little French cabicule.
Yeah, they're very similar to that. Just goat's milk. Have a taste if you like.
Right, and it's on a little wooden board here, so that looks absolutely fantastic. So you'll have to hold on while I taste this. Thank you. Oh, it smells beautiful. I'm Northamptonshire. Oh, that is so creamy. How much are the cabbage? Well, I'm going to call them cabbage. What do you call them?
Well, we just call it ripened. Just a ripened goat cheese.
Just a ripened goat cheese. How much are they?
175.
175. I'll have two of those, please, because they're absolutely lovely. And you're right next to the trout farm. We visited the trout farm yesterday, so it's lovely. Thank you very much.
They are very similar to
cabbage. They are very similar to cabbage, aren't they? And how often do you come to this market?
It's just once a month, this market. Yeah, most of the farmers' markets are monthly.
Right. And this is a particularly fantastic market. Can you tell me, how long does it take you to make the feta? Is it a quick process or...?
It's about a four-hour process from where to go. And then it's aged for about 2 weeks.
Oh, fantastic. Well, these goat's cheese are absolutely beautiful, and I've gone for the two of the cabicue. But not cabicue, they're just called ripened.
It's a butter rind.
A butter rind.
Just naturally formed bacteria.
That's beautiful. I love the way that they sort of they're marked across the top. I can't wait to get these home to eat them. I've got some fantastic rye bread to eat them with as well.
Yeah, these are really good if you warm them through a little bit.
Oh, fantastic. Fort Lillington.